Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Sisters. I'm Kristen.
I'm Brianna.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy
Stop
Tuesday.
Stop repeating everything that
Sorry.
I'm saying. How's your week been?
I've been so tired like every single day this week, and I don't know why. I'm not PMSing. I haven't exerted myself physically in any sort of way, shape, or form.
That could be why you're tired.
It could be. I was telling Kristen earlier this week, I'm in a real like motivation funk. Ever since we moved here, I like to think of myself as like a four at least time at the gym a week. I don't know that I've gone once in the past week, and it's like killing me. This is all self-fixable, self-doable. I'm hoping tomorrow.
Sometimes the gym is a real fucking drag, and this is when I just don't go and I do like workouts at home. Like videos and weights and HIIT and walks outside, anything but going to that gross carpeted gym.
I was able to do a couple walks because it's been really nice, but it just doesn't feel the same. Like, obviously, I'm very happy when I can close all my circles, but I feel like if I don't, like, sweat, I'm, like, not, you know, I'm just kind of, like, phoning it in. For some reason, February is harder motivation-wise for me than January. So I just need to get through today. I told Mark today on the way to the coffee shop that tomorrow is, like, reset.
There you go.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Pretty fine. Just, you know, whatever.
Pretty fine.
Lackluster. It's just been a normal week. Work, sleep.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Gym, repeat. We all went to trivia night at one of the local eateries around here on Tuesday night, and that was really fun. We excelled at things like pop culture and music.
I feel like we were all a little nervous when the first category was birds.
Yeah. Anyways. Boring to talk about. Let's talk about the Grammys.
God, the Grammys seem like they were so long ago.
I know.
I will say, so I listened to a little bit of the Chicks in the Office podcast, and I thought what they said was so spot on. They said, there's no performances that we will be talking about for years to come. And I think that's so true. And a lot of other people, like podcasts and, you know, pop culture talker people, we're saying things about like the fashion and how it's so boring. You know, we used to have Lady Gaga come out in like her egg or whatever she used to do, her meat dress. That might have been at the VMAs. But, you know, there's like a lot of memorable things with the Grammys and like music award shows that you can like look back on. But over the last few years, what have they been? Snooze fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Got it.
One more hot take, that if you can't sing live, you shouldn't be on the Grammy stage.
Who wasn't singing live?
Oof. Was it SZA?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Like, oh. I don't know who this person is, but she was definitely not singing live. And
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I will say, I think Tracy Chapman was singing live. Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be weird for you because I feel like we just talked about maybe a month ago, what would it take for you to watch an award show? And for some reason, I found myself watching 75% of the Grammys. Not a lot of TV on that Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I kept up with all the headlines. I'm pretty indifferent towards Miley Cyrus, and she really like won me over with her Grammy, just attendance and overall, like, just she was very likable.
She had a lot of, not a lot of like clicks, but a lot of just zingers, if you will. Maybe I really appreciated her from the moment she stepped out on the carpet in that wacky dress and like her hairstyle, because it was so memorable. And it gave you something to talk about. And she was like one of the highlights for me because everybody else was just so muted and just safe.
Yeah, she was so cute. Like, she was so excited to win her first Grammy. And then when she was like doing her performance and she was like, I just won my first Grammy. And the way she was dancing, it was just all so funny.
She looked like she was having the best time of her life.
Exactly. And like, I love that.
And I really appreciate when she was like, why are you guys acting like you don't know the words to this?
Yeah. By the way, I hate that song.
It's a terrible fucking song.
Oh, I was listening to Bring Your Dish this week, and they're like, if you don't like that song, you don't like Happiness, which sounds like us when we say things about Taylor Swift.
Oh, I mean, I appreciate the song for what it is. I've never thought that Miley, her voice is just very different.
Yeah.
And sometimes The Climb, great song. I could listen to that all day. But like songs like this, it just gets a little like,
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
No, it's terrible.
I'm just not. I don't know.
I was very surprised that it won, but like happy for her.
Yeah, for sure. I did look up like the feud with her dad and like what's up with that. And it's really just we've heard about it for the last couple of years. Like, basically, like, they got divorced, him and Tish, and he remarried, and some of the kids went to his wedding. She remarried, some went to hers. Like, there's just like a definite rift in the family. And some are team Billy Ray, some are team Tish.
I don't know anything about Tish, but I'd be team Tish.
She looks like a blast because I told you, like, they were on Call Her Daddy this week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Her and her daughter, who is not Billy Ray's daughter, but Billy Ray adopted her. So I forget her name. Brandy, I think.
You were talking to me about this, and I'm not the Cyrus family tree gets a little fuzzy for me, but.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, a couple of my, like, best dressed, like, I really thought Chrissy Teigen, like, was super cute and, like, Dua Lipa.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
It's obnoxious. And I appreciate that she is just naturally pretty. Like, every time I see her, it doesn't appear that she has, like, a clown face of makeup on or anything. She's just, like, a very naturally, like, pretty person.
Yeah. And, like, at first glance, if you just, like, look waist up with her dress, it's just pretty, I don't know, not anything special. But then, like, the fact that it just laid the way it did was almost, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, a loose suit. Almost, but it was a dress. I can't describe it. I just really, really liked it. It wasn't very tight, and it's just the way it laid on her was super pretty. You didn't like Chrissy Teigen's dress? Like, talk about
this one?
Yeah. Like, how around the waist, how it lays.
I don't even remember this dress. Listen, I don't really love Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
I don't really love anything she wears. I don't feel like any of her clothes do her justice. I think she's very pretty. I just don't like anything she wears, or I'm just really distracted by her face.
That's really mean.
She just has so much, like, I feel like I'm a broken record. She is so pretty, and I just wish she didn't have so much, like, filler in her face.
It is what it is, man.
I know, but this is just my opinion, man, you know?
Got it. Speaking of looks, I didn't like T-Swift.
Weird. I did not mind T-Swift's dress. The only reason it bugged me is because I'm not a glove person, and I don't understand the gloves. And the slit up and, like, her leg out, it just really reminded me of the Angelina Jolie Oscar dress way back in the day.
Right.
But I guess at least Taylor Swift's leg wasn't, like, Casper White with Angelina's. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many memes about it. But I thought she looked, I liked her hair a lot, and I loved her accessories. I know you didn't. Like, you just, yeah. But, you know, Taylor Swift can really do no wrong in my book.
Got it.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I did watch this live when she won. And first of all, Celine Dion was a look that I loved. I loved everything about her look, whether it was a blazer or like a sweater or whatever it was. I liked it. I liked the outfit underneath, and I really loved the jewels. Oh, man. Mark and I were watching this, and as soon as she like grabbed the award, I was like, oh, no. And the whole time she was doing her speech, I was like, just turn around and say something to her, like just anything. I'm like, maybe when she leaves, she'll just, like, give her a high five or something, nothing. And I knew it was going to be a thing. And I've already, like, read all the things about it that her, you know, her team went into just crisis management because they knew it was going to be, like, a snub topic.
Yeah.
So, whatever. They posted the pictures. But it was a little awkward to watch that part.
The whole thing was awkward.
Yeah.
You and I talked about her dragging, like, Lana Del Rey on the stage and, like, calling her, like, one of the best musicians and mentors to young women.
She's my age, Lana Del Rey. And so when people say that about artists, I would expect them to be, like, it would have made sense if she would have said that right about Celine Dion. But hot take, I don't really, like, love Lana Del Rey, like, her music that much. I appreciate her style, but what?
The whole thing was cringy and weird. And as some people put it, a rare fumble for Taylor Swift.
Well, to me... Defend her.
Wow.
It did seem like she was genuinely surprised that she won. I honestly, after watching all of the categories that she was in not go to her, I almost didn't think she was going to win. I thought that either Miley was going to take it or, oh, fuck, I can't even remember who else. But so maybe it was just genuine surprise. What did you think about the new album announcement?
I didn't really think anything.
Cool.
What about you?
Again, I'm probably repeating what everybody has said already, but I honestly thought it was going to be the Reputation Taylor's Version announcement. The fact that it was a brand new album altogether took me by complete surprise.
Right.
So I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like that was the point.
Yeah.
It was surprising.
Do you want to talk about the Jay-Z stuff?
Sure.
I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z is basically just like an icon. I loved Blue Ivy. She's so freaking cute. She looked great.
Oh, yeah. She's also one of my best dressed.
Yeah. She seems like about the sweetest human being ever.
So appropriate, like with her dress and then like the combat boots she was wearing with it.
It was super cute. She just seems like really fun for however old she is.
looks a lot like Beyonce for like,
she really does.
Seriously.
Yep. And now I remember when she was born and they released her name and I'm like, what the fuck? But it is such a cool name now that she's older and like, you know, has like grown into her identity. But as far as Jay-Z's like award speech, first of all, I love that it was a Black Grammy. I wish they would do that with all the Grammys. I think it looks really cool.
Oh.
And just kind of new. I have an opinion, or not an opinion, but I've never been like a huge Beyonce fan. I did kind of read.
People feel about Beyonce like you feel about Taylor.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to mess with the Bayhive. Beehive. I don't ever know what it is.
Bay.
For sure. I mean, give me some Destiny's Child, some Survivor all day long. But yeah, I've just never been a huge fan. And it was a little bit hard to like relate with them having as many Grammys as they did and then still being upset that she's never won Album of the Year. Which a lot of the comments said, you can have really good songs off your album. That doesn't mean your album is in the entirety is good. I don't know how I feel about it. But my biggest question with this whole speech is, why was she wearing a cowboy outfit?
I don't know. I heard, like, I feel like I saw on Demois, like, maybe she has at some point going to release a country album.
What?
I don't know. That's just what somebody said on Demois. I have no idea if that's true. But I don't know why she was wearing a cowboy hat.
It was weird. I love the wig because she wore that to her movie premiere. But yeah, the cowboy attire was confusing, mainly because nobody, like, maybe if Jay-Z would have been matching her or something, but it was just kind of stuck out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think Jay-Z was wrong in any part of his speech, and I think that she should have probably won Album of the Year several times and didn't, and the Grammys, like, seem to have a race problem that, like, I don't think a Black artist has ever won Album of the Year.
Fact check.
And yeah, but I also think I don't feel too bad for billionaire Jay-Z, but I love Jay-Z. Song Cry is one of the all-time favorites. I don't know. Whatever. I'm almost tired of talking about it.
I will say I love that he kind of in turn made fun of himself when he, whatever the story was, when he boycotted the Grammys a couple times, but then he was like, well, yeah, and then we went back to the hotel and watched the Grammys.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
But I also didn't love how he said some people don't deserve to be nominated because sucks for the people who were nominated. And they're like, wait, was he talking about me? You know, like a new artist or something.
Yeah. I'm so glad they didn't pan to Taylor Swift during that because we all remember the Kanye thing in 2009, you know, whatever. But I'm glad they didn't pan to anybody during that.
Right. Comment. And he wasn't talking about Taylor Swift.
No, for sure. But, you know, people like to read into things like that.
Oh, for sure. Super Bowl week.
Woo!
What have been your thoughts? Have you been keeping track of any of the media days or?
This is going to sound opposite of what I will say later, but I'm sick of the media asking basically every Kansas City Chiefs player about Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm so sick of Taylor Swift right now. Like, I could just punch myself and Travis Kelce.
I've been hearing that a lot and I completely understand. I will say that this is not Taylor or Travis Kelce's fault.
Correct.
Like, the media should just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need Patrick Mahomes to be interviewed about the upcoming Super Bowl or Brock Purdy being interviewed for his first Super Bowl ever and they ask him what his favorite Taylor Swift song is. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's just like, it is way too much. And I can't believe, I mean, I can kind of how they basically asked Travis Kelce if he was going to propose and he was like, the Super Bowl ring is the only ring I'm focused on. Like, this is the biggest moment in these players' career and like just enough already.
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to make a comment about Travis Kelce. I understand the beard, that he's not shaving it because ever since he had it, like, they've been winning. So it's kind of like his good luck thing, but seems a little scratchy.
For sure.
You know, it's just Edelman used to have that really big, bushy beard and like stuck out of his helmet and it, ugh, smelly.
For sure. Have you heard anything about Christian McCaffrey's mom in all this media hoopla?
Uh-huh.
Boy, this woman really wants to be talked about in the media. First of all, she was on a podcast. I don't know if it's her podcast or a different podcast. She was just on. And she was talking about the price of the boxes. Okay, the suites.
Did they say how much it was?
The suites run anywhere from like $300,000 to $2.5 million. And like the $300,000 are like for a certain, like four people or something. And then like the $2.5 million, you get up into like 20 tickets. So,
oh, well, they include tickets to the game. That's nice.
Well, yes, apparently. And 420,000 is available. There's one still available and it's with eight tickets. So she was talking about how she's going to sit in the stands. And she said, not even Christian Moneybags over there, nor Moneybags Olivia can afford these suites. And like the way she's talking about her son as like Mr. Moneybags, like it's super, it's a bad fucking look, ma'am. And like he is not, I mean, he's made money over his career, but like this year he's making like $16 million. So do you think that he wants to go spend $2.5 million on a suite for his mom so she can stop fucking whining about it?
Go sit. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. Go sit in the stands. I bet 100%. It's super fun to sit in the stands. Yeah. If you like, people don't really know
you.
Hey,
lady, you know who's getting like these suites is like corporations, fucking billionaires, like anybody but Christian McCaffrey's mom. I'm sorry. And then like Olivia Coppola or whatever her name is went on Instagram and like said fake news. I just bought you one happy birthday, but it turns out like Christian McCaffrey like stopped her from buying it. He's like, no, nobody's buying my mom a suite. And like,
good.
You know, this is the whole thing. It's such a like, I'm so like, she just sounds like a baby, like a bratty, like mom.
Did I see that Mama Kelsey said the same thing too, though, that she was going to be in the stands because she couldn't afford a suite?
Yeah, but.
Was that a joke?
Oh, I don't know. I think she went on like Good Morning America and she just said she'll be in the stands.
Oh, okay.
Like, because she's not probably spending the money on the suite. I don't know.
Again, if I'm Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's mom, I'm sitting in the stands because it seems like she is like a national treasure and everybody loves her.
Right.
And it would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't need anything from Christian McCaffrey's girlfriend or his mother. Really hard to feel bad for people about that situation.
Right.
And also like, who the fuck are you?
I don't know.
Obnoxious.
And like, yeah, anyways, that just like whole thing just annoyed the fuck out of me. Do you see Brittany Mahomes is in Sports Illustrated? Swimsuit issue?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
She's like rookie of the year or whatever, and people have problems with it. She's getting a lot of flack for
it. Shocker.
Which like really sucks, because I think she looks fucking really good.
I am like pretty bothered by, I mean, not to get like, too much into like the family affairs of these players, because that's basically what I said annoyed me, but the Patrick Mahomes dad stuff and his DWI, like, again, asking him these questions on these days before the Super Bowl, just really poor taste. I just want the media to do better.
Right.
You know? Anyways.
So Lainey Gossip was talking about Brittany Mahomes because she just gets, like a lot of flack for being who she is, you know?
Like, what's wrong with her that people hate so much?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like, I just didn't know if, like, I know she's made a couple comments that have, like, ruffled people's feathers about what the fuck ever in the past. I just didn't know if there was, like, a...
Right. Well, so here is what Lainey Gossip was saying. She said, as angry as the Brads and Chads get at Taylor Swift, it's nothing on Brittany Mahomes. She gets it from all sides. Men don't like her because she isn't the humble wife. Women think she trapped Patrick Mahomes. And some Casey fans think she's too attention seeking. And non-Casey fans have a ready-made excuse to hate on her. And people are hating on her because she's like rookie of the year. And they're like, what has she done? Like,
are you serious?
And it's like,
what has she done?
I mean, she was like a student athlete in college. She's part owner of a soccer team. Like, people are just dicks, you know?
Haven't they been together since they were like children? What do you mean she trapped him?
I don't know, man.
Here, like, God, the NFL is so fucking like, it's the most hypocritical like vessel of people ever. Because no matter what, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
You know, if you're Taylor Swift, they're going to love you for a second. They're going to hate you. If you're Brittany Mahomes, they're going to hate you for whatever. I'm trying to think if there's... Everybody loves Jason Kelce's wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, she just doesn't make a lot of noise, you know? She seems to be a quiet woman.
Just a housewife.
Yeah, people don't like a woman who's, like, going to say the word fuck and going to yell and spray champagne when her husband wins. I don't know, like...
But Jason Kelce can run around shirtless in the suite, and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Which I did not have a problem with. I'm just comparing.
Yeah, nobody... cared about that. Anything else on the Super Bowl? Who's gonna win?
I think the Chiefs will win, but again, I will be happy with either outcome. I love the 49ers. The Chiefs will be fun if they win, obviously, because we all know where this is gonna lead. So the other thing I'm really excited about for the Super Bowl is fucking Usher. I have since put a lot of old school Usher on my Spotify and I can't stop listening to it. They call me USHER. It's so much fun, and I'm really excited for this halftime show.
Good.
I'm glad it's going to be like the longest one in like history, I think. It's like 15 minutes. It seems like there's going to be a ton of cameos from people and appearances.
You think the Biebs is going to be there?
Oh, God, I hope so.
I understand he was contacted. I don't know. I don't think Justin Bieber is going to come to be a sideshow to Usher.
I hope not.
Like, I feel like Justin Bieber can do a halftime show himself.
Sure.
But Usher was kind of his mentor, so maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, super excited.
Yeah, you had asked me last week who was calling the Super Bowl. Obviously, you probably know it is on CBS. I was looking it up last week.
I didn't know that.
I was looking it up last week and then failed to tell you, yes, Tony Romo and Jim Nantz are calling the Super Bowl. It's funny, The Ringer had a funny article about Tony Romo and how, like, he's been, like, announcing for, like, 7 or 8 years now. And, like, how beloved he was at first and how he's continued to, like, now, like, people cannot stand him. And it's, like, rumored that CBS had, like, an intervention with him over, like, the fact that he doesn't seem to be, like, researching the games. And he's not, like, he rarely ever says any players' names except the quarterbacks, maybe some wide receiver. If he, like, talks about a lineman, he just refers to it as a lineman and not their names because he just doesn't, like, know.
Because he's doofy. So. Man.
Ugh. Okay, here we go.
Super. I can't wait to hear his monotone. You know, I just want the Sunday Night Football crew back from a couple years ago. Al Michaels, whatever the fuck that other guy's name was. I love those two. The end. God, fucking Tony Romo.
One of the last things that I researched, we had talked about the Nicki Minaj. Is it Nicki Minaj? Nicki Minaj.
I'm going to let that just sit for a second.
No, who's Nicki Minaj?
I have never heard that name in my entire life.
Okay, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion.
It reminds me when I was just like making myself sound stupid at the coffee shop and I was like, I don't know who the SZA is. Like, and I know it's SZA, but I was just, oh man, that's funny.
So like their beef was over like this song called Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion. And it's making it seem like she never named Nicki Minaj, but she referenced some things that are very like clearly about Nicki Minaj. So Nicki Minaj came back with this song called Bigfoot. And
so is Megan Thee Stallion at Big Feet?
No, but she had that whole like thing a couple years ago where she was like shot in the foot.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what that's referencing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I did see that Nicki Minaj has come out and said something about she thinks she got shot. Like on purpose for attention or something. I'm probably super butchering that, but something like that has come out recently.
Because they originally like debuted that song Hot Girl Summer back in like 2020 or something. So they were good. But then I think Megan Thee Stallion maybe like collabed with Cardi B, and Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are not good. So anyways, everybody loves a good rap beef is what I'm discovering, like a hip hop beef. And it's really, these two songs that have been released have made these women some money and the... So it's all good. Carry on. Kimanja.
I thought you were like, I don't even know what I thought,
like,
you were saying.
Did I think that? I know it's Nicki Minaj.
What's that one game mom plays?
Mahjong?
Yeah, do you think you're getting it confused?
let's go with that.
Who do you think is going to win a Super Bowl? I forgot to ask you. If you were given one bet and you had to bet all your money on one team, who would you put it on?
Well, I think Kansas City.
Cool.
Even though they're not favored. BT dubs.
Since when?
Since always.
Forever. Oh. I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl anymore.
What's wrong with you today? You don't seem like yourself. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
All right. Should we move on to some podcasts? Is there anything like you're clicking or not clicking on? We just kind of went through some topics.
Yeah, nothing really. When we get to things that we're watching, I've got some like J-Lo comments and stuff. The only other thing that I'm clicking on that I wanted to mention because it's so fresh was Mark Ruffalo's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I just thought it was so cute, him and Jennifer Garner and the Thriller.
Love it.
And I didn't know Zodiac was a David Fincher movie. I learned that today. So good job, Mark Ruffalo. He seems like a gem of a human.
He seems like a really good guy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh yeah, we're talking about podcasts. Okay. Yes. Sure. I'm ready. So I did listen to Jam Session, and I've had a real issue with Jam Session lately. I was talking to you about this earlier in the week, but it just doesn't seem like Amanda Dobbins and Juliet Littman really even like each other anymore. But the problem I had is they were talking about Taylor Swift, the Grammy stuff, and saying how she's now wearing clothing that is unattainable for the general public. And I quote, she's embracing being a mogul. Mm-hmm. She isn't just wearing Louis Vuitton on stage anymore. The more she talks, the more I'm only interested in her music. I've got a real problem with that because who doesn't? Like artists or actors, who doesn't wear expensive clothing?
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I think it was a super weird thing to say. And I don't know. I might be off the Jam Session train because they bug the fuck out of me lately.
They do seem like deeply unhappy about certain topics, and like, so are we. So maybe this is like pot calling the kettle black here, but they're just kind of mean. Like, and then Juliet went on to say she loved Meryl Streep's look and that she was wearing what looked like the world's most expensive PJs. Like, I don't know. Like, isn't that the same? I don't care. Like, yeah, I'll continue to listen to their pod because I do like some of their opinions, but they just seem to be hating for no reason.
Right. Like, if you're going to hate, like, that's fucking fine, but give me a better reason to hate something that Taylor Swift is wearing Louis Vuitton's offstage now, or that Meryl Streep is a goddamn American treasure.
They were saying that as a positive.
Oh.
She, like, loved her look.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I just think it's funny they're talking about Taylor Swift's expensive taste. Oh, and then,
I see. Sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Brain is disconnected.
It's okay. It's been a long week. I didn't really listen to too many other podcasts this week.
I didn't either. I tried to listen to Tom Sandoval's podcast for you guys, for this pod, and I had to turn it off. There's something going on with me and Vanderpump right now where maybe this is how people feel about Taylor Swift right now, but there is just so much Vanderpump, Tom Sandoval, Ariana stuff that it's getting to the point now where it is just a little bit too much. And I was thinking about it yesterday as I listened or watched that stupid clip that you sent me on whatever that podcast was.
Mm-hmm.
And like, are they doing this on purpose? Not like on purpose, but is he just going to continue to feed into this narrative that he is just a piece of shit? I don't know. I can't really like say how I'm thinking like very well, but it's getting to be a lot.
Do you think it's getting to be a lot because you just started Vanderpump Rules over for the sixth time?
Oh, it was way more than six times. No, I don't think so. I think what it is, again, it's very comparable. People are so sick of Ariana right now, and I don't understand why. I do understand why, but the more I listen to his podcast, the more I listen to Rachel's podcast, the more Vanderpump I watch, the more I stick up for Ariana. I mean, I feel like I always have, but I just feel like he had this opportunity to get everybody on his side, especially in these first two episodes of the season. Like, Ariana's being a little bit, I don't want to say annoying, but she's just kind of like trying to dig at him any way she can, mm-hmm. Of course, understandable. And I think he could have just turned this whole thing around and really made Ariana the villain this season. But he's just going about it so poorly that it's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
And go James, number one guy in the group.
Yeah, well, we can just talk about Vanderpump since we're halfway there.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Got a little sidetracked.
I think Ariana is being a bit like much with this situation. I think she could have also gone about it a different way.
But like, at the same time, do you still feel that way knowing that this is 3 months after the reunion?
I mean, if I'm Tom Sandoval, I'm like, fuck you, I'm having a party. She can't tell. I mean, they both live in that house and pay. He can have a party if he wants. He was extending the olive branch with like getting her a hotel room or whatever. And she's obviously, Ariana is right in this whole thing. It's just, there's an amicable way to do things and then an unamicable way. And they're choosing both to be unamicable.
That's true.
So
have you ever watched the after show? On like,
I watched some clips of it.
Okay. So did you see about the house thing and how he's obviously saying she hasn't like paid any bills in 8 months. And then she came back and she was like, this is why. And it's kind of like the house stuff. Maybe if I could stop hearing about that part, it would take a little bit off. But it's just like, I'm starting to just really not care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
like I want more Katie. We're focused way too much on Tom and Ariana right now. And I want more of everybody else. Like, more James and Allie, Katie. Where Katie was in like 2 minutes of last week.
That's true.
More Lala. Like, I really liked the Sheena parts this week. Like, I feel as though Sheena, her diagnosis obviously is real and she's having a fuck of a time. And I can't imagine that. Felt real bad for Brock when he's sandwiched, not literally like in between, but like her mom is there. And he says something like, well, I'm there for you. And the mom is like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Fuck you, lady. Go away. Like, you don't need to be in the middle of their fights. Obviously, you're always going to side with your daughter.
And here's the thing. Sheena's not fucking 16 years old. These people are almost in their 40s. I don't know that you need your mom sitting with you on the couch, like, fighting your battles with you.
Right.
With your husband.
Yeah. Where the nanny's there, too. Like,
so weird.
And that nanny is the girl who Schwartz and Katie get in a love triangle with, by the way.
As soon as I saw those like pink highlights, I was like, this better not be the girl. Mm-hmm. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I will say I'm glad it's not just some random girl, but wow. Thanks for interjecting her in this way. Cool.
Tom Sandoval's birthday party, it was so pathetic and hilarious all at the same time. Who are these people?
No, really. Who the fuck are you people?
Right. James specifically went there for an apology. Allie stayed in the car, which flex. And James just stayed there for the apology. And he didn't get one. And he's like, all right, fuck it. I'm out. Like, he's grown up.
When we watch Vanderpump, Mark and I don't like to talk about it afterwards with him because I'd really like to save my reactions for you / the pod. But even before this ended, as soon as Tom Sandoval brought up the Kristen and James thing, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And Mark is like, what the fuck? Like, what in the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So he brought this up on his podcast and said that he invited James to his birthday party to chill. He didn't know that James was coming there to like want to like talk about things, you know, just like he just like wanted him to like chill. And so when James just wanted to chat, he was just like, I mean, fine, if you want to do this here. And Tom didn't think he had anything to apologize for until James apologized to him for Kristen. He called James getting with Kristen after him and Sandoval were broken up the ultimate betrayal, and that James, like the Raquel thing with Sandoval, was not a betrayal on James. And it just blew my fucking mind.
You would think that the betrayal with Kristen and Tom would have been Kristen fucking Jax while Tom slept in the other room while they were still together. And
exactly.
I mean, the whole thing is toxic as fuck and whatever. He is just ridiculous.
James has been, I mean, obviously he's had a lot of like real cringe moments in this show, but such good TV from the moment he stepped out in season 3.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him so much more now. I love seeing that he is evolving into like a better person. I think I was telling you this, like he's got this like Jude Law thing going on, like when Jude Law was cute with the glasses. I'm here for it. Tom Sandoval also like made fun of him peeing on the bushes and like, I mean, that's like Ariana's bush too. I mean, but like not like I've never peed on it before. It was just like, it was just bonkers.
Yeah, for sure. I don't really think I have a ton more to say about Vanderpump. Good episode. Into it.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like is the to be continued after every episode. They did that a lot last season because I always want scenes.
Yeah.
And if they do to be continued, there's no scenes.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why there was no scenes.
Yeah. I did watch the clips of J-Lo on SNL.
Okay. She just sang, right? No skits.
Yep. Which I was reading your website today on Lainey Gossip, and they said they were very shocked that she didn't do any clips because she's like hosted before and usually she's down for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They did bring up the kind of comments that she made way back in the day. And what I loved is that they then like re-brought up comments Jennifer Lopez has made. Did you read this?
I did. Did you read it?
So fucking funny. Yeah. Like basically saying Gwyneth Paltrow, like what has she actually done? Madonna is like a good singer, a terrible actor. Winona Ryder, like who?
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting.
Oh, for sure.
And
it was from 2011.
Yeah.
Right?
Hold on. Something like that. I think I want to say those resurfaced in 2011, but I think
they were back from right after Selena.
Right. God, who cares? But her performances on SNL, the first one was like fine, I guess. I don't think J-Lo is a good singer at all. And I don't know. I just don't understand the audience for this. And the second performance was so cringy where I just kind of felt like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yikes. But I did see today that she made another comment about how when her and Ben Affleck got back together, it just really inspired her to get back in the studio.
Hmm.
And yeah.
That's amazing.
So keep doing you, J-Lo, you know?
She is. She is. Yeah. I didn't watch any of that. So, but I had a really good time with those old comments. It was 1998 that she made those comments.
And Selena. God, what a fucking good movie.
So good.
Speaking of Selena, I watched the Whitney I Want to Dance with Somebody movie. And it made me think of Selena, just how good that movie was, how good Jennifer Lopez did in it. And the Whitney movie was fine, but I don't know that I'd recommend it for anybody. That's all.
Got it.
What else are you watching?
Nothing. I'm still trying to like grip my way through rewatching Girls.
Ugh.
And I'm on like season 4. She just went to the writer's workshop in Iowa. Her and Adam are broken up and he's starting to date Mimi Rose. I mean, this show doesn't bring a lot of joy.
No.
And But I'm like committed to it because it's just like a good quick half an hour watch or something. But yeah, not a lot of joy. I love Shoshana. So good.
What is when she accidentally takes, is it ecstasy that she accidentally takes and she's like running?
No, she accidentally smokes crack or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's like running without pants on.
Yeah.
And the first and I think second season of that show were so good. And it just seems, yeah, was it like on too long and they just didn't know what to do with it? But it had a lot of potential to just be like so, so, so good.
It's not funny.
No.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
And like you forget what prominent roles like Ray had in that show. And, you know, old man Ray, who dates Shoshana. He is the owner of the coffee shop.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
Anyways, Marnie's pretty good for like cringe moments. She's just getting into her singing career with the guy from The Bear.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anyways, that's kind of what I'm, besides Billions, what I'm watching.
I haven't started anything new. Mark and I accidentally watched a documentary kind of on the Ocean Gate sub.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting. Just a couple quick things that I learned is there are like 8 submarine thingers that can go down to the depth of the Titanic. So when this thing went missing, they literally just had no way to like even get down to them if they were alive. And I don't know, they showed like this simulation of like what happened and just like all of the warnings that these people had and like how people that have been doing these dives and are on like crews that do Titanic stuff just like told these people not to get on this ship for like months and months and months.
Oh,
and
my
they
God.
Still went on it. They interviewed a couple people, like a father and son, that were supposed to go on it and backed out. And that's how the father and son from like India, I think, or something, got on it. And just fuck, man, it was intense.
It was like a 2020 or a Dateline or
something.
I think
so. Yeah. Like Truth and Lies of the Ocean Gate.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
So I don't know if they replay that stuff or if there's a way to watch it, but it was so, so good and just like chilling.
Mm.
So highly recommend it.
Yeah, man.
Other than that, I'm not really watching anything else right now. I did see Abbott Elementary started this week. I'm really excited about that. We've got Survivor in a couple weeks. We're getting there.
It's true. I started the Demi Moore memoir.
Oh, yeah. Audiobook?
Yeah.
Does she narrate it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
She talks a lot about her childhood, which is one thing I realize I don't love about memoirs because, well, with the Paris memoir, it's easy because you know who Kathy Hilton is and, you know, Kyle Richards and partying with, like, Khloe Kardashian. You know who all the players are. But Demi Moore had this, like, crazy fucked up childhood, and I really, like, had to focus on trying to stick with it because I'm like, I don't really care about her mom, but it's a really fucking crazy story about how she grew up the way she did. So it's really good. I'm just to the part where she marries her first husband. That's how she becomes like Demi Moore. I forget his name. He was some musician from Minneapolis, actually, or he lived in Minneapolis at the time. So
Yeah. I love that you're just like all in on these audiobooks now.
It's just
like
it's the memoirs. Nice way to get through the day.
I think my goal for this upcoming week is to take a break from pods and to just kind of like maybe start the Paris memoir because oh, man, the pods are just maybe, I think they're sucking the life out of me. Like a damn vampire. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to the Ashton Kutcher parts because he made comments after she released this book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just think about the fact that he wrote the letter on behalf of Danny Masterson. And I want to like claw my eyes out. I'm like, is this fucking guy serious? So I can't wait to like really dive into that once I read that part.
I still
what a trash husband he probably was.
I still can't believe they did that.
Oh, my God.
Like, what were they thinking?
Seriously.
Well, this is probably more meaningful and sad to you, but I want to give my condolences that this is the last football Sunday for the year.
Ah.
You know?
Yep. Tough.
We
it's
did
a tough
really,
time of year.
I know. Although last weekend, it was nice not to have anything on Sunday, just for like a weekend extender kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of like reflecting back at all of our football Sundays and they were all so much fun and we did well with our food and our hostings and can't wait for 2024.
Do you want to go over your menu at all? Mark and Brie are hosting.
Mark doesn't want me to.
Okay, that's weird. Well, they're like really keeping this menu under wraps. I don't know why.
Well, part of it is we haven't like super finalized everything. Even at the coffee shop today, we're making changes. But it's going to be a Super Bowl festive day.
Nice. Ooh, Phil and I are going to make margaritas.
You have margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Like normal margaritas? Or
yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, for us, you guys can have some too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, it'll be good. I'm glad that none of us have to go anywhere Monday. So in case we overdo it a little bit, we're all just homebound. So
right.
That's really nice. Any last minute thoughts?
I don't think so. No.
Cool. All right. I know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, who am I today?
Yeah, you're not really bringing it, are you?
No.
All right. Until next time, everybody.
Hope you all had a good Super Bowl Sunday. Congratulations, 49ers or Chiefs. Mark can edit with whoever wins. Just kidding. Thank you, as always, for listening. You know where to find us, Salty Sisters on Instagram. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.